The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
That was very enjoyable, by the way, with Josephine.
I was just going to say, she's wonderful. I know Josephine from town. And again, when you're looking for people to come on the show, different, you know, a young woman who's driven, respectful, kind, etc. You know, any of the positive accolades. And one day, you know, she'll meet somebody. Maybe she has. I have no idea. But I'm just saying that she'll be a mother and she'll pass that on. And that's what makes generations and generations better and better. What makes our life better, as Dan just said, is the KLS. You don't like that either. Which is the Christina Liu Show. How are you, Christina?
Good. I was really just captivated by your interview. I mean, it was so wonderful. And those are my favorite interviews, you know, especially when you just see someone who, and just hearing about their life, and she's just does such wonderful things. And you could tell just her passion behind it, which is certainly our favorite thing about guests on this program. So it was really good. I was really enjoying it. So great job, guys.
Do you know how old she is? How old is Josephine?
I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't want to ask her, but I'm just kidding.
Well, she certainly accomplished so many wonderful things already.
She has, yeah.
So it was great. It's inspiring. It's nice to kick off a Friday with, you know, just someone who's a resident of the town who's really struggled, you know, and came up and has a great story. So it was really enjoyable. I loved it. But we are here. It is, you know, certainly a lot going on in North Hempstead. How have you two been?
Good.
Before we get into things?
Good.
I have a topic.
Oh, Otto has a topic. Yes.
Well, my Jones Beach walking group, which I do on Sunday morning, one of the persons are a veterinarian. Mm-hmm. So there were birds flying around. So we get into this discussion about birds. All right. Now, I found out we know very little about birds, if you think about it. You know, birds are very nice to look at, but what's important is how do they live? How does a bird actually live, all right? Have you ever...
I love these, like, you know, deep thoughts without all those.
I mean, have you ever watched, like, you know, to be blunt about it, you see, like, dogs or horses or whatever, mm-hmm. they have their ways of creating new life, if you will. All right. Have you ever seen birds do anything like that? You know, how does that,
you know,
work?
I'm not sure. Maybe I have, you know, because I'm not really sure. You just see them like kind of,
I mean, they lay eggs. How did that happen?
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. I mean, these are some really, deep thoughts to ponder, Otto. I certainly agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, and birds seem to manage to hide away unless they're flying around and they look beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's
where do they go? I mean, these are thoughts, you know, Otto, this is why another reason I love you, because these are the thoughts that go through my head when I'm just sitting outside, you know, staring up, just really wondering, because I think I've actually said that too, like, where do they go?
How do birds reproduce, to be blunt about it? I mean, if you get right down to it, I've never witnessed it.
Leave it to Otto.
Well, do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
No.
Can you find out?
I don't really know either. I've read a little about it. And apparently they do have their ways, but it's not very obvious to us.
Well, you know what? Birds are super low-key. I'm impressed.
Maybe we need like a bird expert on the show sometime.
I'll find a bird expert and bring them on. They could tell us the ins and outs of birds.
Yeah, I mean, birds are interesting, really.
They are. You know, and it's funny you said that, because that's we and my whole family were always obsessed. And I had actually for a couple of years ago, because my dad always likes to act like he knows about birds and like what the type of bird is, but who knows half the time. But I had bought, I bought him like a little bird book, and he would write down what birds he saw, you know, in the backyard, because, you know, especially this time of year, we have so many flowers and, you know, so there's like a whole, like, you know, all these birds everywhere. But I actually saw a blue jay the other day, and I was very excited because I haven't seen a blue jay in a long time.
Yet the blue jays are nasty birds.
That's what my dad said. So
are they really?
Yeah, they take away from all the other birds. They're like tough birds.
Wow.
Well, you know what?
But a blue jay lays eggs, right? And they have babies.
Yes. Yep. It's a circle of life, Otto. You know, who knows?
Is there a blue jay egg that can be eaten? Is it edible blue jay egg?
I don't.
Like a chicken egg.
Yeah, right? I don't know. You know, these are all wonderful questions.
Well, some chicken eggs are fertile and some aren't.
Yeah.
Why? How do you know?
I have no idea. I know my cousin. I have to ask my cousin. My cousin has chickens. She lives in Setauket. And she has like this beautiful property. And there's her husband had built like a little chicken coop. And they have like three little chickens that like lay eggs. So they might know a little more about chickens. I'll have to buzz in.
You should ask them, really.
I will.
And how did, you know, like, okay, a new chick comes along out of an egg. Mm-hmm. Is that a chicken, that egg that can be used in a frying pan? Or is it a chicken that...
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I'm going to find out. I will ask my cousin this weekend, and I'll have to get back to you, you know, when we're back together and give you the hot take, because these are all, you know,
these are important
questions.
People want to know.
Yeah, people, you know, like, listen, we're talking about survival. I mean, these are, you know, life's questions that you ponder, because I laugh because I ask these questions. That's why I can understand this. I'm always asking some kind of random question because I think you live life, and they're like these simple things that you just really have no idea how they work. You just, you know, go to the store and get your eggs. You're not really thinking too hard about the process of things, you know, and we're just trying to educate people. So if we're ever in a trivia game, we have the answers, you know, is really the thing. So
well, that's the mystery of the week.
Well, now I have an assignment over the weekend. I'm going to have to reach out to my cousin. Dan is enjoying this, you know, this hot topic.
I didn't see Dan's
other one. Does Dan have the answer?
It just, no, that's right.
Hello, Dan, do you have the answer?
No, Dan does have an answer. Otto has too much time on his hands.
Yeah, that's what Dan just said. Yeah, but what's the answer, Dan?
That's right, Dan. See, we're all stumped, Otto, but I will find that answer out for you.
You know, Dan is a college professor. He should know.
I don't know if that's really his realm of, you know, professoring. But,
well, he's a college professor.
I love it. But in the same realm.
You have just demeaned Dan, so because he's he should know about eggs.
Dan also says he's refusing to answer this on air. So.
All right, I'm not doing this.
He might be coming. I hear something.
When I was very little, my parents bought a book, and it was a picture book, but it was of, you know, someone had drawn the pictures, showing how different animals reproduced. I know. They reproduce very similarly to us, Otto, except the eggs come out fertilized.
Well, Dan,
I'm not
going to
get into the machinations of bird sex, but it's pretty similar.
How can it be?
I made a mistake. I've made a huge mistake of opening this microphone on this.
We're going to try and find that. Maybe it's on Amazon.
If I could find that book, I'm going to send a copy to Otto.
Yes, we could have, you know, like a story time with Otto.
Well, some eggs that chickens lay are fertile and some are not.
Yes, and all mammal females also have eggs that don't get fertilized, and they tend to leave the body also. I'm trying to be as non-descriptive at this activity as possible.
I'm really impressed, Dan. I think you're really good.
Well, as Otto said, I am a college professor, so, you know.
Yes, I like that. See, he's showing. They should. LIU Post should be very impressed with.
Uncomfortable subjects are my forte, apparently.
I'm very interested in this because I always tell my family I'm coming back as a bird. And when I do come back, the people who I had a little problem with, I'm going to be flying over them and, you know.
You know what? And so that's why he wants to know so much about birds, because when he comes back as one, he wants to make sure he's fully versed.
Gosh, I hope not.
In bird.
I don't eat bird, any bird, you know.
And I just shared a text with you that somebody had shared with me about a week ago. Christina has it too, and Otto.
All right, well, let's not share that on the air, okay? I'm not putting that on the TV show.
Oh, we've totally gone rogue, but you know what? I really, this is quite the topic. And if any of our listeners have the answers to these questions, feel free to, you know, give us a call.
Without a doubt.
But in North Hempstead news.
Oh, here you go.
I want to remind people we do not have a show. We don't have a show next Friday. We are off. There's going to be a repeat. So there'll be some great repeated segments that we've had in the past. But the following Saturday on May 29th, is the Memorial Day fireworks show over at North Hempstead Beach Park. So I really want to encourage people to check it out. It's going to be May 29th at 9 p.m. There's a parking fee of $10 per car, cash only. The gates to the park open at 5:30. They're going to have to, it's probably going to fill up fast because there's still kind of certain guidelines in play. So if you want to get there, you know, try and get there on the earlier side, because I don't know how limited it's going to be, the capacity. The fireworks are going to be synced to music that will broadcast through the car radio. So check it out. It's a great reason to get out there. Hopefully the weather will be beautiful. We've been pretty lucky the past couple of weeks. So definitely check that out. It's a good activity for the whole family. So that is May 29th. Something that I've seen firsthand that our community service department's been involved with delivering, and people have been picking up these adorable little crafts called Plant It Forward crafts. These are little, you can either do it in person or you could do a virtual workshop. It's for kids the ages of 5 and 12, and you're decorating kindness rocks. So you get a little kit and it's a rock and then paint. And you can paint little messages. It's really adorable, the whole thing. I absolutely fully support all of this. The in-person workshop is actually starting today. And then there's going to be another one. And that one's at IU Willits Road at Clark Botanic Garden. And then at Bunky Reed Park in Westbury, they're going to have an in-person workshop on Thursday, May 27th at 3:45. But if you don't want to do any in-person stuff, you can do a virtual pickup. Just call 311 or 869-6311 to register. And we are coming out of break. John is looking down. He was missing all of Dan's cues.
Sorry. So I will. Go ahead, Christina. Take us out.
We will be back with more news about North Hempstead at WCWP.